powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys.
Call 1-800-747-3.
That's 1-800-747-3733.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. The Marlins, they play the Toronto Blue Jays tonight at 7:10. Miami Hurricanes, they continue practice, getting ready for a game, not this Sunday, but the next, against Notre Dame. That is a 7:30 kickoff at Hard Rock Stadium. Miami Dolphins, they are going to be playing the Jacksonville Jaguars. That is going to be happening Saturday. Kickoff is going to be at 7 o'clock at Hard Rock Stadium. I am Dan Day. Now back to the Joe Rose Show here on 560 WQAM.
All right, welcome back, and happy Friday to everybody out there. Matt, it's great to have you with us. Omar Kelly's with us all day. Dan Day with us as well. And my guy Jamie, man. Jamie's been with us now for a while, and setting all our stuff up in here as Omar, I'm still getting used to this, looking at myself sometimes in this computer. It's a very ugly, very ugly stuff. Omar, you still look good.
Oh man, I'm not moving the needle like I used to, Joe. It's disappointing.
Too. Omar, how we doing? Just us. How we doing with the ladies right now? Where are you with the ladies?
I'm on a sabbatical, Joe. I'm on a dating sabbatical.
So you're not swiping the fingers?
Not dating. In fact,
you haven't even looked at. Have you at least looked out there to see what the talent is for what?
I know what the talent is, and I'm just not at a place emotionally right now where I'm ready in position to date. And in fact, I have two crushes, and I like my crushes, and I'm keeping my crushes as crushes instead of pursuing them.
How long has this been, like a day so far?
Nah, this has been about a month. And in fact, I saw my crush out. We were at a party Saturday. I saw one of my crushes out at a party, and she asked me, "Are you dating anybody?" You know, and I was just like, "No, I'm not dating anybody." And I literally told her, "While I have a crush on you, I don't want to date you because I like my crushes to remain crushes. Because when you start
there's
dating
no way,
somebody,
Omar.
Yeah, no, I'm telling
everybody
you,
everybody got to react on a crush.
No,
unless you're married.
I usually react to my crushes. I'm trying something different, Joe. I'm trying.
Well, you're
to,
going through a lot of stuff with this.
After I know.
This second little breakup here. You've really, you're really evaluating this thing.
I'm getting to the point now, Joe, where I'm comfortable just being with me. I'm raising my daughter. I'm being with me. I'm working.
Oh, listen,
and,
man.
You know,
I applaud you for the daughter stuff, but.
I'm a companion kind of guy, but you know, I'll eventually get to that point, but I'm just so tired of going out and dating a hot chick and then figure out.
Well, they want more and it's
not that they want more. You just figure out that there's a reason why they're single and out there.
They got their own little hangups there.
They got their own little quirks and then the bait and switch.
What's the biggest one you see out there before we get back to all this stuff? Well, give me one that has been common because you were swiping hard there for a while. You shared it with me and it was.
What's the biggest? I don't like.
First of all, everybody's set in their ways and you get to certain, you're not changing
much. Okay, that's a good one. Especially I'm trying to date older now. I'm trying to date older.
I think you sleep with them early, man. I just think it. I'm just talking in general. You go early, and then all of a sudden you're like dating, and then I love you, and I hope you feel the same way. And what are we doing tomorrow, and all that stuff.
I think that the hang up is something.
Jamie just banged a girl. Now they're together. I mean, he's going through the same thing.
I think the hang up is, Joe. I'm just. And people have said this, you're just not in an emotional place where you can give me what I need. And
this therapy talk right here. Oh my God. You just hit me with some therapy talk right there.
And
that therapist, man. Okay.
And that's the thing. I think.
By the way, a lot of guys are going to therapists. I will tell you, man.
It's been helpful.
I could tell you, it's not just you. And you've been very open. Yeah. People going, Omar, behind your back, just so you know, I bet I've had five or six guys going, I can't believe Omar opens up about going to therapy because, you know, therapy used to be, It used to not be a guy thing. Omar, don't get crazy now.
We got you know what the biggest help was, Joe? I had to find a black male therapist. And somebody told me
that.
You
trust the white guy, or you just felt like he had more in common? What was the deal?
I've done a lot of therapy, but most of those are couple situations.
Those don't count. We've all done those.
This was just for me.
Everybody's done those through the years.
This was just for me. And
couples?
He got me.
That's part of the game.
Yeah. the bad part is when that therapist tells him, you know, it's not him. There are things that you could work on. Oh, we're done. We're done with therapy.
Therapy's over at that point.
Whenever
they have the problem. Oh, yeah. No.
All day, not to, you know, all day you got an interesting life that's out there. Have you been through therapy a little bit?
Of course. Yeah.
That Dan, that is the funniest thing. Therapy is always over when the therapist says, you know, you might be going through postpartum or you might be dealing with this.
Can't.
It's like, nope, done. We're done. She doesn't know what she's talking about.
The second you close the computer, that's a waste of time. I don't know why we're doing this.
I had a open one many, many years ago where he asked to meet with both of us, and he let the other person I was with start. And it was a rip fest. I mean, it was a one-way, just, you suck, I lost respect. And those are nice things.
Yeah, keep it clean.
It got into everything. Everything possible you could say to try to hurt somebody, it all came out at that moment. And I understand. And the guy stopped it, and this is a nice version because some of my friends have heard the whole thing that was like brutal, you know, getting into detail. And so the guy goes, hey, keep your thoughts. This is what I wanted this to be about. Hold your thoughts. I'll be right back. And he goes, Joe, can I take you in the other room? I'd like to talk to you privately. And so she just kind of stopped and stared and just giving me like, you know, just got a pause, and I stood up with the guy and went into his other room. And he goes, hey, this relationship, I've been doing this, you know, hit me with the experience. I've been doing this 20 years at the time. And this is like yesterday. And he says, it's over. And he says, I very seldom say it, but this one's over. And you weren't here very long. I'm just going to just go out the back door so you don't have to face my next people that are coming in, because there are people waiting the next couple were coming in. He said, just jump in your car in the back, but I would just tell you it's done. And I went, thank you. I went out the back, and
it was done.
But
did he stay and counsel her?
I have no idea, man. I don't know, but there was no reason to keep it going.
Yeah.
His ass is gone. You know, it wasn't like I said, is there any chance at all? I mean, can you see something maybe when she's done with this rip fest? But, yeah, that was it, man. So it was crazy. Hey, I was going to ask you about the offensive lineman before we got into all the personal. So, Keon Smith?
Best left tackle, not healthy. I would practice squad him. I would keep him and then try to claim something on the waiver wire and then put him down.
That didn't sound real promising. No. Daniel Brunskill?
Practice squad.
I think he's going to be on the team.
I know he's going to be on the team, but he deserves
it. Oh, you're just saying. Jackson Carman, does he get another run at this thing?
Nope.
Anybody else in this group? Preeb?
The Daniels kid. Practice squad.
Oh, Braden Daniels. Okay.
Braden Daniels, practice squad. There's something there. Not right. It's not
Ryan Hayes been playing a lot, 7-7, no?
Hell no.
Okay.
Hell no. That's another scholarship guy. Why is he still around?
Whole deal.
Like, put him in the scouting department.
All right.
You like him, put him in the scouting department.
Okay, so pretty and so you're talking about a whole bunch of injured. Our backup center.
Everybody you're talking about Austin is so Jackson. Obsessed with the cornerbacks, and I acknowledge that they're not great, but they're so much better than the backup offensive linemen. And right now, you've got four, maybe five decent offensive linemen on this team. You need eight to make it through a season. You do not have what you need. You don't.
Well, I'm afraid you can't find those guys off the waiver wire. You got to trade. You may have to throw a draft pick in there to get that done.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm willing to do that, because the minute something happens to Patrick Paul, and I said this to you before, the minute something happens to Patrick Paul, whether it's an ankle, a knee, or whatever, and he can't play, it's not going to be good.
All right. Well, listen, we've got a lot more stuff to get to. Matt Hayes, going to join us. College football insider up in Jacksonville. We'll talk to him about the Jags and some college football news that's going on right now. Get you caught up on potentially finally getting to 16 playoff teams, moving from 12 to 16. So we'll talk to Matt Hayes about that stuff. Right now, though, I want to tell you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Man, you need a mortgage, and you need one fast at the lowest rate, which, by the way, are in the fives right now. First-time home buyers, get you pre-approved, get you right back in the game. You get pre-approved for a certain amount of money, you can get that mortgage real fast, and the next time you go out shopping, you're not going to lose out to everybody else that's out shopping for the same place you are, and you lose over and over again. So he's got it's a great program, self-employed, been declined by the banks. He's got a great program for you, and also a program for seniors, programs to convert your home equity into money. Hey, a lot of good programs going on. But Michael Kotze is about great service, getting you approved in about half the time of the big banks and getting you the best rates and getting it rolling. The guy works. He's nonstop. If you need cash, this is the guy to go to. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage has no life, always working, 7 days a week. You can call or text him at 561-441-2730. You can also go to Google Reviews on the web, Choice Mortgage Reviews, saying a lot of great things about his 30 years of experience here in South Florida. MLS 166-254, rates and terms subject to change. Day without notice, he's an equal housing lender. Always fun to go up to Jacksonville. Matt Hayes, senior national college football writer, USA Today Network, as well as co-host of the 1010 XL Jacksonville Sports Show. Matt Hayes, how are you, brother?
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Joe Rose.
I don't know about that. I'd like to say very average, but thanks, Matt. I appreciate that. Hey, Matt, I got to tell you, I've had all the Jacksonville guys down here for the practices.
Yeah.
And they're all drinking the Kool-Aid that Travis Hunter's going to be able to play 100-plus plays every game. And I just laugh at everybody. And they're drinking the coach's Kool-Aid. There is no way he's going to stay healthy very long if he thinks he's going to play both ways. And I haven't everybody come on and tell us that.
So, I get so much grief here by saying that this is not going to happen. They all get so mad at me when I say that. First off, he started camp at 185 pounds. My guess is he's probably around 175 right now. You cannot play in that league at that level, at the two positions he's playing, and play 110, 120. I mean, forget it. I'm not even sure he can play 75 plays at that level. There's a lot of stress on a body. You know that. You played in the league. I mean, it's not just playing receiver and getting hit. When you're playing corner, it's not just covering guys. You got to stick your helmet in there and tackle guys. And when he's out there, Joe, they will run specific perimeter run plays where offensive linemen, 320-pound offensive linemen are pulling, they hit him. Like, you cannot avoid getting hit. That's been my whole thing with this over and over. He will not be able to avoid getting hit. I think he's a rare athlete. I think if anyone could do it, he might have a chance to do it. But in my head, Joe, and again, you're the former NFL player, you know this, I cannot see him doing this. I can see him playing receiver,
yeah,
and then I can see him using him in red zone packages,
okay,
to play corner, but he's not. I mean, both ways. Come on, man.
Matt, I'm curious, and we just talked about Travis Hunter. Do you think Deion has a chance to put together a good, respectable season at Colorado without his son and without Travis Hunter?
He's got a good quarterback now. The kid from Liberty, the transfer, Caden Salter, is a good player, really good player, and he's got a five-star freshman as his backup. I don't know why all of us, I don't know why we doubt Deion anymore. Honestly, I just don't. I mean, he knows what he's doing. He knows how to procure players, which is what it's all about. He's getting better and better as a game day coach. The players love him. They love playing for him. I don't know why any of us doubt Deion right now. I wouldn't be shocked at all if they're the same 8-9 win team.
Hey, Matt, I do want to ask you about this game next Sunday. Notre Dame comes down here to play Miami. This time around, though, it's not Cam Ward, it's Carson Beck. What are your thoughts on Carson Beck on the rehab coming back here to get things started back up off his injury? And how good a game you expect this to be?
I think it's going to be a great game, number one. Notre Dame's defense is really good. But I will say this. I love the fact that now for two straight years, Mario got himself a quarterback that's got a chip on his shoulder and has something to prove. Carson Beck did not like the way it ended at Georgia.
Nope.
Did not like the fact that he was the fall guy for a team that couldn't catch the ball. 33 drops last year, Joe. 33. An offensive line that underachieved last year, couldn't protect him. And he's the same guy. I don't care what quarter, who you are, quarterback. I don't care if you're Tom Brady. If they can't protect you and your receivers are dropping the ball, what do you think's going to happen? So you've got an uber-talented quarterback right now who's got a lot to prove, got a big chip on his shoulder, a lot like Cam Ward, but for different reasons, obviously. I think Mario struck it. This is like it's a big move for the program. The question is, can they be a team on defense that can get stops when they need them?
Well, I'll tell you what, from lack of going out and hitting that damn transfer portal to clean up everything as well as getting a new defensive coordinator. Hey, I wanted to ask you about 16 playoff teams coming soon. Do you see it happening in the next few years?
Yeah, I see it happening next year, Joe.
Wow.
When the SEC went to the ninth game, I think basically they called the Big Ten's bluff. Because the Big Ten was saying for months now, we're not even talking about, you know, doing a 5-11 model, which everybody wants, except for the Big Ten. Until the SEC goes in nine conference games, so we're all playing at the same level. Well, now the SEC just called their bluff, and now we're going to see what happens. But my guess is, now that that happened, now that the college football playoffs, they're going to put more weight on strength of schedule. Imagine that, Joe. Imagine that.
Yeah,
novel
I saw
concept.
That.
It should have been done all along.
Right.
They're going to put more weight on strength of schedule. I think the Big Ten will finally agree to the 5-11 model, which is the highest-ranked five conference champions and 11 at-large teams in the 16-team model. I think it starts next year.
Man, I'm curious. Who is controlling college football? Who? Obviously, the NCAA is
the SEC commissioner and the Big Ten commissioner.
I mean,
the presidents of ESPN and Fox, that's who are controlling.
Oh, that's good.
Is it the TV network? Like, who is running this thing here?
Is running it. Here's the best part, fellas. The money in this entire process is fungible. It's just changing hands among people, from the television partners to the universities to the players to the coaches, back to the universities now, because you know now the universities are now fining schools, Michigan, $25 million instead of putting them on probation. They're just going to get $25 million and they'll pick that $25 million to help pay off the $2.8 billion they owe former players in back play because they cheated them. They cheated them out of NIL. It's all, I'm telling you, man, it's just everybody's moving funny money right now. And it's the best part is, honestly, the best part is the people who really run the show are the university presidents and chancellors. And they get to hide in the shadows because they have guys like Greg Sankey, guys like Tony Petitti, the commissioners of the SEC and the Big Ten. They're out front, and they're taking all the slings and the arrows, and everybody's saying, you know, they're this guy and they're that guy, and they're the big boogeyman. When it's the presidents and chancellors that are making all these decisions, and then they're telling Sankey and Petitti, go do it.
Yeah. Wow. It's a crazy time. By the way, I figure these apps, some of these apps going to be jumping in the business. Matt, are we going to see more of that? Netflix and some other Amazon Prime jumping in?
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you, Joe? There's so much money to be made on live sports. Live sports is the only consistent thing right now in TV. And I think, yeah, Netflix and Hulu and all those guys are all going to get in because the market is open now. I mean, I think you're going to see Apple get into it as well. There's money to be made, and right now they need to generate revenue because they've got to pay players now. So the fact that they've got to pay players, and let's be honest, there's no way they can prevent this from the players actually getting together and unionizing and collectively bargaining. It's going to happen. It's just a matter of when. And once it does, their percentage of revenue from the media rights goes from like 22 or 23% to about 49% like the NFL. And then they're going to have to find even more ways of revenue. Yeah, I think that's the frontier now, the pay for play.
Matt, I've heard, and this is the thing, that you cannot find out what players are being paid legitimately. is there a way where we can actually have some transparency on that stuff? Because right now I'm curious about the disparity between what an SEC starter is being paid and what an ACC starter is being paid.
They're all under the cap of $23 million. Okay, the difference is they can't cap private NIL deals.
Yeah,
and my whole thing with that is, why would you want to cap? Do they cap NIL deals for NFL players? Are NFL players, they can only do so much work with Gatorade or so much work with Coke or so much work with Joe Rose's, you know, Cadillac car dealership? How many of those car dealerships you own now, Joe?
Chevy. I got the Chevy dealership.
Chevy, right, okay. Chevy, very good. me both. I love my Silverado, man. I don't know why we're all so obsessed with what players make in the NIL space, I mean. Let them get whatever they want. It's their name. It's their image. It's their likeness that they're dealing with. Now, if you're saying, well, that's where the cheating's coming from, that's how, you know, you recruit and get better players because you offer them more money, I understand that completely. But that then goes all the way back to, well, then you got to unionize these guys and they got to go collectively bargain. And then you end that. That's how that ends.
You know what's so funny about this whole thing, Matt? I still get old school guys my age going, why can't a scholarship and a little food be enough? Why can't they just have it? Why they're getting a free education? I just paid $60,000 to send my kid to Gainesville. And it's like, hey, man.
Right. And if your kid was good enough to play football and could have earned it for free and made a couple million, you'd have said, go do it, baby. Go get it.
Yeah, in a heartbeat. Hey, Matt, I know you're running tight. Thank you so much, but I really appreciate you coming on. I'd love to come on in Jacksonville, man. I got a lot of buildup up there, buddy. Thank you.
We're going
to
get you. We're going to get you. You know, we always love the great Joe Rose, baby.
All right. Thanks, Matt.
See you, man.
Appreciate it. All right, that's Matt Hayes joining us. Talk a little bit of college, little pro here. Finally, someone, the Travis Hunter thing. These guys, every one of them coming on, no, I think he can play 100 plays. And I'm like, we can't get to.
Yeah.
They go, well, he could play. And then I go, why isn't he playing right? Well, he's not 100%. They want to get him ready. They already know what he can do.
You're never going to be 100% in the NFL. He's going to get banged up, and then you're going to have to decide how you're going to limit what he's doing.
But I do see him using them both ways. What a unique player to talk about, though. So good for the game. Listen to Deion Sanders when he played. So good for the game, man. Yeah.
But Deion also played a position where you could just not practice all week because you're playing baseball and then show up and play cornerback. Travis Hunter doesn't.
Yeah, but Deion not only was playing baseball because we went through it. He's in the World Series, came down here to play with the Falcons, and Nike plane flew him back up real quickly in time for the game. But he started running patterns. He was running takeoffs. He's covering everybody, and he's one of the great. Nothing against a guy just went in the return game. A lot of people think Deion Sanders the greatest return guy of all time early in his career with Atlanta Falcons.
About? There's no debate. There's only him and Devin Hester. Like, that's
different level.
Yeah, there's
different level.
And Devin wasn't a first ballot Hall of Famer, which is, you know, we were having a conversation about Frank. I would love for Frank to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, but that's just a different.
I told you that was going to happen. You're not completely sold.
I'm not buying it.
They're
going
to go, you had to play too long to get those numbers.
They're going to hate on him. And I hate the process.
But he will get in.
He'll get in.
By the way, I'm not one of these. God, we got these guys now. Like, well, if you're not first time.
Well, if
it takes you 5 years to get in, man, you're in.
The first ballots are a special club.
Yes.
And Frank is a special player, but I don't know if he's in that special club. Yeah. Emmett's in that special club. Yeah. Barry Sanders is in that special. Walter Payton is in that special club.
Oh, no. Frank, you know, when one of those guys comes out that he is.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, we all look at each other. It's one of those things you go, oh, no, that guy's first time right there, for sure. All right. Hey, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to here. Mike Florio is still going to join us in 9 o'clock hour from Pro Football Talk. And, oh, the Jerry Jones stuff, oh, my gosh, is unbelievable. Wants to deal directly with the best defensive player maybe in football and doesn't want to deal with the agent. And
hey, man, he got a deal done. He's not talking to the agent because he's already agreed on all the terms, Joe.
So sounds good. Sounds good. Now go to my agent and make sure all the words being used are the right ones for us to make sure I get that money. Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED, low T. Man, hey, I just want to talk to you. It's Friday. I'm going to Atlantic Men's Clinic right after I leave here before I play a little tennis today. And I just want to let you know, I had such great results. I was dealing with, like every other guy that has low T and ED, and once you have one, it's just a matter of time you have the other. So I'm talking about your energy level being really low to the point you almost feel depressed sometimes. You feel down. You're constantly tired. You're not working out like you used to because you don't have energy. So you sit on the couch, you fall asleep halfway through a movie, you're eating the same amount of food, so now you gain 20 or 25 pounds. I went through all that stuff, and if you're going through it, you can get rid of it, especially the sex drive stuff where it's hit and miss, and now it's just miss. Doesn't have to be like that. I don't care if you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s. Atlantic Men's Clinic can clean it up, man. Clean it up, put you on their program. I went down there, and I'm so glad I did. It's been a while now since I've been going, but I will tell you, going there every week, going to their program, and staying on their program. I want you to get the T, the PSA test done, meet with their professionals. They're going to put you on a program that I promise you, you are going to get great results. It's a safe way. It's the right way where you're going to get unbelievable results and start feeling well. You'll notice a difference quickly. 7 locations in South Florida, brand new in Hollywood. I go to the Plantation store, but I want you to say Joe Rose said, recommended you guys. I want to give this a shot. Please set up that appointment. I want to come down and meet with you. I am tired all the time and ain't nothing happening in the bedroom for me right now. 877-455-7300. Set up that first appointment. It works. It's amazing. Go to AtlanticMensClinic.com. Get more information and start the program soon. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody as we get set. The NFL right around the corner. Matter of fact, a lot of you are doing the fantasy football teams. This might be the weekend. Omar, you a fantasy football? You don't have time for that.
Absolutely not.
No time. Omar Kelly from the Miami Herald with us. All day, Dan Day, are you a fantasy football guy or no? You on the fantasy football?
Yeah, I've been forced into it here at work for the past couple of years, but I'm like with Omar now, like I can't. It takes away from the game because I start cheering for players and teams I don't like because they're on my team. I can't do it anymore.
How about staying around just to watch guys' stat stuff at the end?
Yeah, I can't do it anymore. It's just, it's too empty.
You know what I think crosses the line?
It's popular as hell, though.
You know what why are you gambling on preseason games?
I don't get that either.
Like, what?
Omar, I'm with you on that one. The one thing I don't understand, why are you gambling when one team decides to play their starters and the other team doesn't? Next thing you know, then you're mad that your team loses 38 to nothing.
Like, this should be a beatdown for the Dolphins on Saturday because Jacksonville's not playing their starters. You're playing your starters. Jacksonville's not playing. And I get it. And I don't disagree with what Mike McDaniel's doing. Save your starters dry run for your home game. You know, you only play one preseason game.
Yeah.
Fans are paying for this thing.
Right.
They might as well get the best.
I don't think
show.
Mike was thinking about that, but yeah, it is. But
he's actually done it the reverse way. So I would disagree with you. I think, you know, he changed his approach because he wanted to see his team play against the Lions. Everything is with Mike has been very structured and thought out, and I respect that.
So I think the other thing is he just wants to see his guy. He needs to see some guys play a little better before they go into this dead period. Maybe timing with
– hold on, wait a minute. The way that defense played against Jacksonville yesterday.
Not talking about defense.
I know. But I'm
talking about the team that was over on our side that we were watching. The offense and again – that's what happens when you got one guy playing a little bit and the other guy on the other side not playing a lot. And Achan's also a big part of what we do well.
Yeah.
And he's not playing. Hell, we're down. We're already – if Jalen Wright, I don't know how bad his foot is, but that'd be the third back out right now. And Ollie Gordon, the second, all of a sudden just moves right into
– from number four to number one.
Starting a running back against the Jackson –
Number four to number one. That's how it works. But you know what about the NFL? When you get that opportunity, you better seize that moment. Because
I think he's already done enough to get some carries.
I agree. I mean,
I know you're on this thing about you want him to actually like move ahead, like come out and say it. Ollie Gordon's ahead of Jalen Wright.
I just want him to develop chemistry. Yes, I do want you to say that. but I just want him to develop chemistry with Tua because, you know, Tua's not going to throw to you if he doesn't feel comfortable with you. He's not. And it's clear to me he's the number two back right now before the injury. Like, I'm sorry. You know, Jalen Wright was not. If I had to name one guy who had had a disappointing camp, it would be Jalen Wright.
What do you think's Jalen Wright's biggest problem all of a sudden here in year two? He gets hit in the backfield. Those aren't his fault.
Okay.
Some on the offensive line. I think he's got terrible luck there. But also, he's had some chances. Bad cuts.
No vision. No lamps. This that's what makes a great
team. You have the instincts. Some of that stuff is just natural.
In Tennessee, he was running through some wide open holes, and he used that speed to take off. But you're a running back. That should come natural to you. That should finding those rushing lanes. I get it. The offensive line, they don't have much chemistry. You're working behind. I used to say it was because he was working behind a bad line, and then I started watching Alexander Mattison do it, and Alexander Mattison had no problems with that bad line. And then I realized it was Jalen. It was the lane selection, the vision, the setting up, the pacing. And it's, you know, he's got to do better. Now, unfortunately, he's got to probably worry about getting healthy right now.
I haven't asked you about Taj Washington, who was on IR all of last year from USC, and he's had a nice little camp for
himself. Nice player, nice camp.
I don't think he's on the active roster.
No, he can't because he's not better than D'Eskridge.
And Theo's sitting over there, and he looks natural. Listen, looks great. I think he is. I think he's screaming practice squad guy all over.
If there's one guy who's going to surprise me and make the 53-man roster, it's going to be Theo Weiss Jr.
I think he may be the most natural hand catcher on the team.
You going to do that to me, Joe?
Oh, no, I'm just saying the way he goes up and grabs the ball.
I think he's benefiting from the fact that he has great chemistry with the
Quinn Ewers.
With the guy who should be the number two quarterback, Quinn Ewers.
You know, I got Bo to finally admit that same thing yesterday. He kind of stuttered around, but he finally came around. He goes, okay, I'm going to say it. I think Quinn Ewers should start over Zach Wilson. I don't care about the starts. It's what I see. So I said, okay, man, I'm not saying anybody's wrong. I hope we don't have to find out. We agree on that one.
But if you're telling me I'm investing the same thing in both guys, I like the return of Quinn Ewers, prospects of the return of Quinn Ewers better than I like Zach Wilson. I'm sorry. The arm, I don't live for the big arm guy. If I see a big arm,
I want to see the big arm, and I have not seen it.
I call them arm queens. I call Poupard that. Poupard is an arm queen. He loves him some big arm. That's great. Give me accuracy.
I don't do that. We've had a lot of guys that just been an absolute bust with big arms. So yeah. I'm with you on that one. I don't go, well, that guy's a strong arm. They go, great. Is it accurate?
No. Nope.
It's good. You got Josh Allen and Mahomes, strong arm, but can you throw it like them?
Give me the accuracy every single day. And you could say whatever you want about Tua's arm. Boy, that.
No, we're not talking about that.
I'm just saying the accuracy is what makes Tua special. If Zach has a cannon and he can fire that thing and he can get a pass in there that Tua can't even dream of, but 1/4 of that time, that thing is going to spray. Let the footwork not be right. That pass is going to dribble,
you know,
going to be a bounce pass to the wide receiver or the tight end.
I have finally figured out it's one of a couple things with Zach, and I've been Zach's biggest fan, as you know. I say Zach Wilson, the experience, it means something to me. I don't blame him for what happened with the Jets. There's two things. First of all, he just doesn't look comfortable in this offense. I just feel like he looks like he's looking at everything and instead of going to one or two reads. And the second thing is, I hope he hadn't lost his confidence for good.
I don't think he's lost his confidence. I think he's a slow processor. I think his footwork is poor, and that leads to his accuracy issues. It's not like he can't see it. He could see it, but he's trying to hit it before his feet are set, and that thing is going to spray. And it's just
so
like
– the other thing is I just think, and I can't speak for Quinn Ewers yet, this – passing offense is made for Tua on the slants coming out of the break and not worried about the safety because it's all on time where the guy can't respond or react quickly enough. And I just think Zach's like, uh-oh, that window just passed where I was supposed to get it.
Yep.
Now
What do I do?
Now where am I going to keep this play alive? And
he can scramble, too. He's got a little scrambling ability to him. I didn't know that until he got here.
Yeah. No, he ran a little bit in some past games with against the Dolphins when we had a chance to see him.
He was horrible when he played the Dolphins.
Well, he beat him one time.
Did he?
He put a lot of points on us in one game. I know.
Did he?
Yeah. What? He was a quarterback, and
what year was that?
He put you got to go out and look at that.
I got to look that up.
I think he got us.
Wasn't the one Teddy Bridgewater went down on the first play with the sack?
Yeah, maybe.
Zach Wilson.
Did they get us? I was thinking it was up there. I was thinking they beat us up there.
I got to look that up.
I don't think
up.
It was Sam Darnold. I'm pretty sure it was. This is what happens when you've been doing these games forever. But he got us pretty good. All right. Hey, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to. Mike Florio is going to join us early 9 o'clock hour. We'll have that for you coming up. But first, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Yeah, 37 years. Guess what? You have an air conditioning problem or plumbing problem this weekend, they go out and hire the best people. Trained and certified technicians, 135 trucks, 7 days a week, licensed, experienced plumbers, on call, ready to go, 7 days a week. Yep. Tomorrow, Sunday, you have a problem, call them. You need a new air conditioning unit. Hey, guess what? We got water heaters and air conditioning units. I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them in a warehouse ready to go. We don't have to order them from another state or another country to come down here. We got them. We got them ready to go. Man, we are ready to let you know that any kind of problem you have, I can promise you it's about great service. When you talk about a family-owned company, Eric, Mike, Chippy, and all the rest of them over there, same-day installation is always the goal. Sometimes we can't do it, but I just want to give you an idea, man. It's a priority to get out there quickly and take good care of you. We got a box truck filled with all-size Rheem water heaters ready to go. We're the water heater kings of South Florida. So the next time, and you know when the water heater's done, it's blowing water everywhere. Hey, you got water heater problems, air conditioning problems, or just the one you have fixed, they do it like nobody's business at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. You've seen the billboard. She's part of the family, and they're ready to help you. Speaking of part of the family at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.